From the KRCU Newsroom, I'm Lindsay Grogine with your local newscast. As part of an ongoing effort to slow the spread of chronic wasting disease, also known as CWD, the Missouri Department of Conservation has added additional regulations to their wildlife code that will take effect for the 2020 deer hunting season. A majority of the regulations will change requirements for transporting deer into Missouri and throughout the state, and will also add carcass disposal guidelines for meat processors and taxidermists. Matt Ballier is the Wildlife Regional Supervisor for MDC's Southeast Region. He says there will be more of a change for hunters living in CWD management zones than there will for the average Missouri hunter.
If they have to move any of those deer that they harvest within that zone outside of the zone, they'll need to make sure that they quarter that deer and leave the at least leave the head and the spinal column at the site that they harvested the deer.
In the Southeast region, Perry and St. Genevieve counties have been considered CWD management zones by the MDC, with 14 positives reported between the two. Despite the advance notice, Ballier thinks most hunters are already pretty knowledgeable on the new procedures. The regulations will officially take effect February 2020, with deer archery season starting September 2020. Today, State Representative Jim Neely from Cameron, Missouri, announced his bid for Missouri governor. He's challenging incumbent Mike Parson for the Republican nomination. So far, Neely and Democratic Auditor Nicole Galloway are the only candidates to officially announce their run, but Parson is expected to do so early next month. Neely, who has reached his 8-year term limit in the House, is a physician and is focused primarily on health care and education during his time as a state representative. Over 900 Corvettes, old and new, lined the streets of downtown Cape Girardeau on Tuesday during the 2019 National Corvette Caravan. Daria Lawson from the Southeast Aero reports.
The traveling caravan, in its 6th year, heads across the country, making multiple stops along the way before reaching its final destination in Bowling Green, Kentucky, the home of the National Corvette Museum. Although a large focal point of the event was showcasing Corvette's new C8 model, it also celebrated the museum's 25th year anniversary. Cody Kinder owns a Corvette restoration business and said it's a great opportunity to meet like-minded people.
To me, I guess it's just celebrating old classic American stuff. I don't know how else to say it.
One of those people was Jerry Miracle, who said Corvettes are an American icon.
You see how many people's here? Pretty exciting. You meet a lot of nice people that have same interests, and they're good people to talk to, and you find out stuff about mechanical issues, too.
Show members traveled as close as Cape County to as far as California, and cars arrived in a mix of styles and years. The event began at 3:30 p.m. with a parade of the classic cars through Kapaha Park and continued from 5 to 10 p.m. with a party hosted by Corvettes of Southeast Missouri in downtown Cape. For the Southeast Aero, I'm Daria Lawson.
And dozens of new laws take effect in Missouri today, and one of them gives parents more rights over their children's health care. The so-called Simon's Law requires doctors and other medical staff to get a parent's permission before issuing a do not resuscitate order, which tells medical staff not to perform CPR if their kid's heart stops beating. Republican Representative Bill Kidd sponsored the bill. He says it was named after a St. Louis infant with a life-threatening condition who died after hospital staff didn't perform CPR.
No parent should be shocked into finding out that the ones that they trust and pay for, the medical establishment, hospital establishment, is making decisions that are not theirs to make.
Other laws taking effect today include more expensive car registration fees for the first time in 20 years and scrapping mandatory minimum sentences for some nonviolent crimes. For KRCU, I'm Lindsay Grogine. To get more Missouri and local news, visit our website at krcu.org.